Welcome back. Today's episode is about something most people overlook because it doesn't feel important enough to notice. It doesn't come with excitement, urgency, or dramatic change. In fact, it often feels like nothing at all. But it quietly shapes everything. We're talking about your baseline day. Not your best days, not your worst days, but the ordinary pattern you return to again and again when nothing special is happening. Because here's the reality. Your life is not defined by rare moments of effort. It's defined by what you repeat without thinking. And most of how you feel, your energy, your focus, your emotional steadiness, comes from that default pattern. So let's talk about it. Segment 1, the invisible power of normal days. People often assume change happens during big breakthroughs, a new plan, a burst of motivation, a fresh start. But those moments are rare. What actually builds your lived experience are the days in between, the ordinary ones, the days where nothing major happens, but everything quietly accumulates. If those days are chaotic, overstimulating, or inconsistent, your system carries that weight. If they are steady, predictable, and lightly structured, your system has room to function without resistance. This is why focusing only on peak performance moments can be misleading. They don't represent your real life. Your real life is your baseline, and improving that baseline is where long-term change actually happens. Segment 2. Your system reacts to patterns, not intentions. A common mistake is believing that intention is enough to create change. I'll start tomorrow. I'll be better next week. I know what I should do. But your system doesn't respond to intention. It responds to repetition. What you repeatedly do becomes your default state, and your default state becomes your reference point for how you feel. For example, if your mornings are rushed, your day starts in tension. If your input is constantly fragmented, your attention stays scattered. If your downtime is filled with stimulation, your mind never fully resets. None of these feel extreme individually, but together they define your baseline experience. So the real question isn't, what do I want to do occasionally? It's, what is my normal day teaching my body and mind to expect? Segment 3. Attention fragmentation and mental fatigue. One of the biggest influences on how you feel during the day is how often your attention is interrupted. Modern environments are designed for interruption. Messages, updates, switching tasks, background media, constant availability. When attention is constantly split, your mind never fully settles into anything. Even simple tasks feel heavier than they should, not because they are difficult, but because your focus never fully stabilizes. Over time, this creates a low-level mental fatigue that people often misinterpret as lack of motivation. But it's not motivation that's missing, it's continuity. And continuity is built by reducing unnecessary switches in attention, not by forcing more effort. Segment 4. Physical state is shaped by repetition, not effort. Your physical well-being is not only determined by isolated actions like occasional exercise or occasional rest. It is shaped by repeated signals. When patterns are inconsistent, the system spends energy adjusting. When patterns are relatively stable, the system conserves energy and functions more efficiently. This is why people sometimes feel tired even when they haven't done much. The issue isn't always activity, it's inconsistency. Your body prefers predictability more than intensity. Emotional background processing. Emotional well-being is not only about how you respond to big events. It is heavily influenced by what sits in the background of your mind throughout the day. Small unresolved tensions, low-level worries, unfinished thoughts, constant comparison, lingering irritation. These do not always feel intense in the moment, but they remain active in the background, using cognitive and emotional resources. This creates a sense of internal noise, where nothing is clearly wrong, but nothing feels fully clear either. The important shift is noticing that emotional load is not only about major experiences, it is also about accumulation, and accumulation happens quietly through repetition. Segment 6. Why default mode matters more than occasional effort. Many people try to improve their lives through occasional strong effort. A productive morning here, a focused day there, a reset weekend. But these moments don't override a weak baseline. If your default day is draining, inconsistent, or overstimulating, occasional effort only temporarily sits on top of that structure. It doesn't replace it. On the other hand, if your baseline is even slightly more stable, everything else becomes easier. Focus requires less effort. Recovery happens more naturally. Emotional responses feel less overwhelming. Tasks feel less resistant. This is not about perfection. It's about reducing unnecessary strain in your default pattern. Segment 7. Simplifying the structure of your day. One of the most effective ways to improve well-being is not by adding more routines, but by simplifying transitions. Transitions are the moments where friction builds, starting work, switching tasks, ending the day, moving between environments. If these are chaotic or undefined, your system stays slightly on edge. But when transitions are clearer, even simple ones, the day feels less fragmented. This doesn't require complex planning. It can be as simple as starting work in a consistent way, ending work without immediately switching into stimulation, allowing a brief pause between major activities. The goal is not structure for structure's sake. It's reducing unnecessary mental switching costs. Segment 8, the role of environment in shaping baseline experience. Your environment continuously influences your baseline, often without you noticing. Cluttered spaces, constant background noise, and digital overload all contribute to subtle cognitive strain. Even when you are not actively thinking about them, your brain is processing them. A more stable environment does not mean minimalism or strict organization. It simply means reducing unnecessary signals that compete for attention. When your environment is less demanding, your mind does not have to work as hard just to exist in it. Segment 9. What improvement actually looks like. Improving your baseline does not feel dramatic. It does not usually feel like transformation. It feels like slightly less resistance when starting tasks, slightly more clarity during the day, slightly more stability in mood, slightly less recovery time needed after effort. These changes are subtle, but they compound, and over time, they shift how your entire day feels, not because one thing changed drastically, but because many small things stopped working against you. Closing, the power of ordinary consistency. So if there is one idea to take from this episode, it's this. You do not need a different life on your best days. You need a more supportive structure on your normal days. Because your baseline is not just background. It is the foundation everything else rests on. And when the foundation becomes more stable, everything built on top of it becomes easier to carry. Not perfect, not effortless, just easier than before.